Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate it. Listen, subscribing, following the podcast. Here's a YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there on the day of the Phillies home openers. The Phillies win 2 out of 3 down in Washington. Rockies now in home opener 305 at Citizens Bank Park, doing the show down there today. If you're going to the game, come on over and say hi, wave as we do the show until 2 o'clock today. And of course, the Phillies and the Rockies, first pitch at 305. But on my mind this morning, not just Philly stuff, not just a series opening win, but what's going on down at the NFL owners meetings, Palm Beach, Florida. Coach's photo yesterday, and this is that part of the year where the competition committee will vote and have the teams vote on potential changes. And the one that is most important to us is obviously the tush push. And report last night from ESPN that the tush push ban is gaining momentum within the competition committee. And I got to tell you, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is a ridiculous thing that is going on in the NFL right now, that the NFL, who a sport that is willing to put games on Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, no care for player safety at all, is going to hide behind player safety to get this play out of the game. It is a joke. This is a joke. It is not about player safety. This is because the play, for there's two things going on here. One, I believe the owners don't like the play because it's not aesthetically pleasing. And they're worried that if more teams do this, it's not a good television product. And I get that from that perspective, from the owner's perspective. But one, that's not good enough to just ban a play because you don't like the way it looks. Okay, that's one. Two, this is pure and total pettiness and jealousy for the rest of the league to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what this is. Because they won the Super Bowl, because they've crafted this play the last 3 years. I remember when the play first started, I thought it was too much of a crutch for the Eagles. I didn't even, you know, it was obviously successful and it was a good play, but I didn't even love it because I thought the Eagles sometimes almost planned for it. You know, it was like they created a 1st and 9 where they would just sometimes just try to get 8 or 9 yards so they could get to the tush push. And I didn't love that way of running an offense. But as the years have gone on, it is a tremendous weapon for this football team, perfected here under Nick Sirianni with Jeff Stoutland, with a great offensive line, and obviously with a quarterback in Jalen Hurts who is as strong physically as any quarterback the NFL's ever seen. And it's become something that moves the chains and gives the Eagles what every team wants, which is another first down, which is what every play caller wants, another first down. And as this has kind of gone along here the last few months, my antenna was up right away at the combine when the Packers came out and said what they said, and then a few other teams said, yeah, you know, I kind of agree with them, including the Buffalo Bills and Sean McDermott, who's the biggest hypocrite in all this. I mean, this guy's a total fraud, total hypocrite, Sean McDermott, because he ran the tush push the second most times in the NFL last year, including over and over again in the title game, and he couldn't even get a first down. So he's a hypocrite. But when I heard McDermott and I heard Raheem Morris second and further the Packers' point, that's when I knew we had some issues here. Because I always think when there's something a little bit controversial, a little bit taboo, it just takes one person to put their name to it and say, yeah, I don't like that. And then the other people who don't like it but didn't want to be the one, well, then they feel emboldened. And they're like, well, now that he said it, I kind of agree. And now the other person hears that and is like, well, now that they both said it, I kind of agree. And that's how you get a groundswell to start out of nowhere. Because you know what? I don't know how many teams are actually going to vote tomorrow to ban the tush push. I would imagine the Eagles will obviously vote against it. I think the Colts with Shane Steichen will vote against it. It sounds like Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers will vote against it. And then, you know, we'll see from there how many other teams vote against it. You know, if those three teams who have been, their coaches have been vocal in terms of supporting the tush push or supporting not to ban it, the Eagles would only need six more votes. And then they'd win the vote because they'd have nine, and that would only be at the most 23 for the other side. So, you know, numerically, statistically, probability, it's probably not going to get banned. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen between now and tomorrow. I don't know what backroom conversations are going on. All I know is a report from ESPN yesterday said to Howie Roseman and Sean McVay and a few others animated conversations yesterday. And when I hear that the competition committee is the one really pushing this, that's concerning to me, because the committee can kind of push their ideas on the coaches and push their ideas on the teams. They could sit down and explain why this is good or not good for the NFL. And I think that's why sometimes these votes become so lopsided, because the committee does a good job of explaining, hey, this is what the proposal is. This is why it's there. These are the pros. These are the cons. This is the league right now. This is where it's going. And I think it really takes on a life of its own, these votes. So it will not surprise me if this thing becomes really close. It will not surprise me if this becomes a big deal tomorrow morning, where we're counting those votes. Like, this is like Election Tuesday, but just in on April 1st. And it's not an April Fool's joke. It's real. This is real stuff, that the tush push is going to be up for a vote tomorrow to get banned. And, you know, I said this the day that all this started to kind of percolate in February around the combine. I don't think this would kill the Eagles, because I think the Eagles are smart enough and they're versatile enough and they've had enough good coaches and a good quarterback and an outstanding running back and the best line in the league. I think the Eagles could overcome some sort of tush-push ban. I don't think it would ruin the 2025 Eagles season without it, but it would take away, for no reason, an advantage they have. And that doesn't sit well with me. That doesn't make sense to me. That's not the business the NFL should be in which is taking away legitimate legal plays because one team perfects them and other teams can't perfect them. It's beyond the scope of competition. I mean, this is the competition committee. Their job here is to make sure everything is fair and square. And this play is fair and square. And look, I think health and safety had to be paramount in the NFL, especially with what happened 20, 30 years ago with concussions and the NFL turning a blind eye, all that. That can never happen again. And if there was legitimate data that said that players were getting hurt, you know, I do remember Jason Kelce a few years ago saying it almost felt like you kind of air at the bottom. You know, that feeling you get the air knocked out of you, that's the way Kelce would feel at the bottom of the pile. And I haven't heard many other players talk about that, you know, talk about that kind of feeling. If maybe there are more, maybe we'll get more of those stories the next couple of days. Maybe coaches will say, hey, we tried this and my offensive lineman couldn't breathe for two plays. And then we could talk through that. But as of right now, Troy Vincent said there's no data saying there's been any injuries on Tush Pushers, let alone a higher percentage of injuries, because there's none. So we have zero known injuries from expressly the Tush Push. We have a situation where the NFL investigated this, couldn't find anything. And now you have, you know, Sean McDermott at the AFC coaches breakfast this morning, talking about how, although there's no data, they think there will be injuries down the line. Okay, well, you can't really outlaw things because it might happen. Because if that's the case, why don't I outlaw any play? I mean, in any play, there could be injuries. In any play that has some sort of physicality to it, you know, the running game, you know, you're going to have, eventually someone's going to get hurt. It's a physical game. Why don't we just ban safeties from getting a head start and hitting people over the middle? I mean, I know we've banned how they hit them or changed how they hit them, but you can get a head start from 20 yards away and run like a missile and hit someone, you know, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, just caught the ball. It's absolutely fair. Should we ban that? I mean, I don't understand. Like, at some point, you have to let the game play out and see how the players and their bodies and the athletes react. If the athletes react by having a higher percentage of their injuries, okay, let's react, talk through it, and fix it. But if the athletes don't, and this is a play that doesn't lead to more injuries, then throw that nonsense out, because that's not a viable reason to get rid of a play because you think it might eventually lead to injuries. The other thing that struck me reading through the most recent ESPN story where they talk about the kind of the groundswell within the committee to ban this thing is just how few plays last year in the NFL were the Tush Push. And that includes all the Eagles plays. It includes the Bills plays because the Bills ran it the second most times in the NFL. Very few other teams ran it basically at all. 0.28. percentage of the plays in the NFL last year were Tush Pushes. 0.28% of the plays. We're not talking 1% of the NFL season. We're not talking about half of 1% of the NFL season. We're not talking about 30% of 1% of the NFL season. We're talking about 0.28. It's been a long time since I was in school doing decimals, but that's a very tiny portion of the NFL plays that are run in a season. Now, because the Eagles are a high-profile team, and there are a lot of big games, and they were in the title game in the Super Bowl, and that play with Frankie Louvu, or I should say plays with Frankie Louvu and the Washington Commanders by the goal line in the NFC title game, it's top of mind. It feels like a bigger deal than it is because of those high-profile moments. But that's ridiculous. That's like saying, you know, a kicker missing the biggest moment, all kickers stink now. Well, no, kickers are hitting at a very high level. Kickers don't stink. Like, are we going to move the goalposts in because a kicker misses 3 field goals in a title game or a Super Bowl? No, you're going to look at the overall data picture and say, okay, you know, kickers are hitting at a higher percentage than ever. Maybe we got to make this a little more challenging. Or kickers are struggling. Maybe we got to think of something, like whatever. Whatever the game plan is based on the data over a large sample. Now, the NFL's smart on this. That's why it strikes me as it's a combination of owners being willing to listen because they probably don't love it for the TV product anyway. So they're like, if the competition committee really doesn't like it, like, we're not going to fight them. So I think the owners are almost hands off this. Like, they don't really probably love it, but they're not going to put up a stink because they know, as business people, how small portion of the whole conversation this is. And then it's petty teams. It's teams that have the Eagles on the schedule last year, had them this past year. You know, we've gone through now, if you think about all the years the Eagles have run this thing, they probably played every team in the league, or just about every team in the league, since they started running this tush push. So everyone's had to prepare for it. Everyone's had to play it. Obviously, some teams quite a few times, when you include the postseason or division games or the Chiefs because of the 2 Super Bowls and the regular season game. You know, all these teams now have seen this quite a few times, and they're probably petty. The Eagles keep winning. They have this play that we can't stop. Screw them. If we could convince 24 of us to get rid of it, then we knock them down a peg. It's a joke. You know, typically I try to see things from all sides and see the big picture on things and give you, you know, as global of an opinion with my emotion packed in as I can. Like this one, I'm annoyed. This is annoying because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have the spirit of the competition committee is not for this. That's not what it's for. and the sphere of competition within the NFL shouldn't be this. This is, I think this is an affront to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's an affront to us as football fans. I think it's an affront to you and I as Eagles fans that we have to sit through a really successful play created by the Philadelphia Eagles potentially go away because of a combination of owners that want to be spineless on this because they could see the benefit for them down the line, coaches that are unable to handle it, so they want to get rid of it, and a league that just watched the Eagles win a Super Bowl, a championship, and says, you know what, screw them. Let's knock them down a peg. They've become a little too smart, a little too good. They're running laps around us. We can't do much to stop them. But this little thing that helps them, if it takes away one first down a game, let's take it away. Let's make life a little bit harder on the Philadelphia Eagles. And again, if there was injury data and there was something real to back up what was being said here, then I totally would understand it. But there's not. This is nonsense. And it's one the NFL, you know, everyone down there, at the owner's meeting, shouldn't stand for. Someone should stand up today and say, this is nonsense. Whether or not my team runs it, whether or not we're good at it, this is not the spirit of pro football to just take things away from teams because we want to. I think the NFL should be embarrassed over this. Goodell should be embarrassed that we've gotten here. And the competition committee should look themselves in the eyes and say, really, are we going to ban this play because we're tired of the Philadelphia Eagles running it well? What a total and complete joke. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. I'm fired up today. We'll be as well in the midday show. This is a joke. It's wrong. And the NFL should not be able to get away with this because it doesn't check enough boxes of logic to get rid of a play that occurs so little, helps so few teams, is not breaking any rules, and has zero injury data attached. Appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube, check it out for clips and, of course, live shows Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., including the midday show. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.